Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the second of five programs introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing. The Mills Cavalcade Orchestra of 1935 was about half women, the female half consisting of two trumpeters, one of the trombonists, three of the four sax chairs, a pianist and vocal harmony group.
Lovely, lovely, sweet as an April shower. Lovely, lovely, the finest gal I know. Oh, honey, if you could care and say you would share this life with me, there is no way I could miss. Each day just a blissful dream would be.
Liza, how I prize you,
lovely Liza Lee. If it were in my power, you'd belong to me, and we would never part. Now anybody can see it, plain as can be. I'd old Liza, lovely Liza Lee, you linger in my heart.
Lovely Liza Lee, launching this second of five programs introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing. That's the only recording of the Mills Cavalcade Orchestra. New Orleans-born trombonist George Bruni's leading that mixed male and female ensemble. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. During this hour, one of the few successful female bandleaders of the 1920s, Lovey Austin, and a focus on some of the popular and novelty vocalists of that era. As the series continues, we'll be returning to pianist and composer Mary Lou Williams. Hear some all-women swing bands, meet a wide range of jazz and blues vocalists, and sample some remarkable women of New Orleans in recordings from the earliest days of jazz to the present. Even though Annette Hanshaw recorded hundreds of songs released on a dozen labels between the mid-20s and mid-30s, she was not one of the most popular singing stars of the 20s, but Hanshaw is, in my opinion, one of the more tasteful singers whose work still appeals today, as you can hear in this 1929 Big City Blues.
Jumping tonight is Thanksgiving. Everyone's going somewhere. Nobody knows that I'm living. They pass me by. I wonder why. For my place to play, no one those big city blues.
Big City Blues, the modestly popular and fairly successful Annette Hanshaw. More from Hanshaw ahead on this hour of Jazz Rhythm introducing Remarkable Women of Jazz. It should be noted that there were very, very few female instrumentalists performing or recording in the 1920s, but the vocal field was dominated by women singing jazz, blues, and Tin Pan Alley songs on record, radio, and the vaudeville circuit. Probably the most popular black female singer of that era was Ethel Waters. Born in Philadelphia in 1896, Waters began performing in that area with a style steeped in the vaudeville and minstrel sounds of the day. In New York in the early 20s, she was a superstar in black theatrical revues. And by the early 30s, she was the most popular, highest-paid black woman in show business. Waters was the first to break the color line in 1933, appearing on Broadway in the all-white show As Thousands Cheer, later moving successfully into film, her best known being Cabin in the Sky. Tall and slim in her youth when she was billed as Sweet Mama Stringbean, Waters was often accompanied on record by the era's finest jazz instrumentalists, Coleman Hawkins, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, and Benny Carter. Here's Ethel Waters with Fletcher Henderson piano and trumpeter Joe Smith in 1926 and in 1928 with James P. Johnson for My Handy Man.
positively, absolutely, sure was mine. I found the best that ever was. Here's just some of the things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handyman. He threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handyman. Don't care if you believe or not, he sure is good to have around. Why, when my furnace gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. You ought to see his new solder that he uses on my machine. My man is such a handyman. He flaps my flapjacks, cleans off the table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man is such a handyman. He's God's gift. Sometimes he's up long before dawn, busy trimming the rough edges off my lawn. Oh, you can't get away from it. He's such a handyman. Never has a single thing to say while he's working hard. I wish that you could see the way a chance to melt away. He sees that I get that old fresh piece every day. Oh, that man sure is such a handy man.
Sweet Mama String Bean, as she was known, Ethel Waters, the most popular black singer of the 1920s. I'm Dave Radlauer, introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing, focusing on the 20s and a little bit of the early 30s in this second of five programs. Still ahead, one of the only female band leaders of the 20s, singers Lee Morse, Annette Hanshaw, and Sophie Tucker, plus an all-female swing band from 1934. As the series continues, we'll be hearing from the Boswell sisters and Cab Calloway's sister Blanche. Return to pianist and composer Mary Lou Williams and be sampling a wide range of jazz and blues vocalists in recordings both recent and vintage, like this next set, which celebrates a popular dance of the 20s. Dance crazes were rife early in the 20th century. We've all heard of the Charleston, but there were many others like Ball and the Jack, the Turkey Trot, and the Black Bottom. Second only to the Charleston in popularity, the Black Bottom was made popular by a Black Musical Review of 1926, though it had probably originated much earlier in the bawdy house district of Nashville known as the Bottoms. Here with the classic Black Bottom song is Xenia Dom with the Dutch Roaring Seven Jazz Band in 1981. Then Janet Klein from a recent CD, and from around 1930, Annette Hanshaw. And finally, the baby doll voice of Helen Kane.
Black bottom of the Swanee River sometimes likes to shake and shiver, but it makes the darkies feel like strutting around. By watching, they found a way to imitate it. I know they exaggerated, but I wish that you could see the dance that they found. Every high brown girl and a bob body go down where the flats are muddy to do a step that soon will be renowned. They call it black bottom, a new twister. It's your cotton, and oh sister, they clap their hands and do a raggedy trot. That's hot. Old fellows with lumbago and high yellows, away they go. They jump right in and give it all that they've got. They say that when that river bottom's covered with ooze, starting to squirm, couples dance and ease the movement they use. Just like a worm, black bottom, a new rhythm. When you spot 'em, you go with 'em and do that black, black bottom all day long. A worm, black bottom, a new rhythm. When you spot 'em, you go with 'em and do that black, black bottom all day long.
Till I found a certain step that gave me quite a rep. I became the life of a party, one who goes every day. That hot rhythm kept me with them. Now they wanna take it away. I'm screaming, you can't take my coat and hat, take away my dog and my cat, but don't take away that black bottom, black bottom. You can take the sun away, leave me with those skies of gray, but don't take that black bottom away. Hey, hey, hey. Every time I do that dance, I lose my self-control. It has taken full possession of my very soul. So just take everything you can. You can even take my man, but don't take that black bottom away. Shimmy dance, I really didn't mind. When the child Don't take away my whoopee, hey, hey.
Lady, confess I wanna be bad.
I Want to Be Bad, Helen Kane, one of the most popular singers of the late 20s. Helen Kane was not the voice of Betty Boop, though Mae Questel, whose voice was heard in the cartoons, actually modeled herself on Kane's recordings. We also heard Annette Hanshaw's Little White Lies and Janet Klein with her fine 2004 CD, Janet Klein's Scandals, Living in Sin, reviving the 1926 Don't Take My Black Bottom Away. This is the second in a five-part Introducing Remarkable Women of Jazz, Blues, and Swing on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Redlar, focusing this hour mostly on the 20s, and still ahead, an all-female swing band, several entertaining novelties, and the very peculiar singer, Lee Morse. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime, interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. The Jazz Rhythm website, where you can send me comments, questions, or request program playlists, is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Mary Lou Williams, who I'm featuring throughout this series, doesn't really fit into the 20s, and we'll be hearing plenty of her during the remaining programs of this five-part series. However, here's Mary's idea from 1930, the first year she recorded, when Mary Lou was brought in specially to make arrangements and play piano for Andy Kirk's Clouds of Joy. Mary's Idea, among the many early charts Mary Lou Williams did around 1930 for Andy Kirk's Clouds of Joy, one of the top bands in the Midwest.